One of the defining moments of the Haggadah for those people who get really into the Haggadah is the wicked son. Why do we respond so harshly to him? He may be a rebel, but why do we blunt his teeth? Does he really deserve a punch in the face? Hi, I'm Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nathan, and welcome to a very special pre-Passover edition of my Daily Torah Thoughts. The Haggadah is one of the most profound texts of Judaism. Nothing in it should be taken lightly. So here, with the wicked son, the Haggadah has a powerful message on how we should view wicked children, young or old. Every person has a soul, and that soul is pure. Sadly, that pure soul can sometimes accumulate layers of baggage that conceal its goodness. Through years of neglect or bad experiences or wrong education or negative influences, it can even reach a point where the soul's fire seems all but extinguished. But no soul is ever a lost case. Every Jew is a child of Abraham, a child of Isaac, a child of Jacob, of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, our holy patriarchs and matriarchs. This chain cannot be broken. No matter how far a Jew is strayed from Judaism, no matter how many layers of cynicism and ignorance covers a Jewish soul, they are still part of a family, of the Jewish family. Scratch away the surface, and the Jewishness shines through. I think this is the secret behind the Haggadah's response to the wicked children. The name for a wicked person in Hebrew is spelled with three Hebrew letters, Resh, Shin, Ayin. The outer letters, Resh and Ayin, they spell the word Ra, which means evil. Because evil or wickedness is no more than an outer shell, an external layer that is peripheral to our true inner being. The middle letter, the Shin, represents the deepest core of the wicked son's personality. The letter Shin is made up of three lines, representing the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. At his core, even the wicked son is connected to the Jewish family. In the depths of his soul, he just wants to come home to his people. His Shin is intact. When the Haggadah says, blunt his teeth, it really means bring out his Jewish soul. The Hebrew term, shinav, his teeth, can be translated as his letter shin. Blunt the shin from the resh and the ayin. Blunt his shin, blunt his Jewish soul from the ra, from the evil that is his external layer, his external shell. When we meet such a rebellious child, and rebellious is such a loose term, who even knows who's really rebellious today? Some people think they're rebellious, some people think they're not rebellious, but let's use this loose term of rebellious child. When we come across a Jew who is antagonistic to their Judaism, remember that it's no more than a facade. The evil is a front. Inside is a wholesome and sacred shin. Their connection to the Jewish people is unbreakable. All you need to do is to tease out the inner soul. Allow its light to break through the evil shell that covers it. Loosen the shin. Blunt the shin. And you'll see in front of you, not a wicked cynic, but a glowing and bright soul. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nathan. Have a fantastic day.